You're listening to New Technia. 4-minute sodium metal battery tackles the dendrite problem. A quasi-solid electrolyte enabled a laboratory sodium metal battery to combine very fast charging with encouraging cycle life and resistance to short circuits. Scaling, temperature stability, and pack level safety remain decisive challenges. A sodium metal battery design has delivered a rare laboratory combination: charging in minutes, long operating life, and resistance to short circuits. The key is a quasi-solid gel electrolyte engineered to control the interface around the sodium metal anode. The 30-second summary. A quasi-solid electrolyte enabled a laboratory sodium metal battery to combine very fast charging with encouraging cycle life and resistance to short circuits. Scaling, temperature stability, and pack level safety remain decisive challenges. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Why sodium metal? Lithium ion cells dominate devices and electric vehicles, but global expansion raises concerns about mineral supply, processing concentration, and price volatility. Sodium is abundant, inexpensive, and widely distributed. A metal anode could also increase energy density. The problem is reactivity. During charging, sodium may deposit unevenly and form dendrites, needle-like structures that pierce the separator and create an internal short circuit. What changed? The reported electrolyte encourages uniform deposition and strengthens the interface. Under one condition, a laboratory cell charged in about 4 minutes. It operated for over 6,000 hours without short-circuiting. Another test retained roughly 90% capacity after 2,000 cycles with a slower 20-minute charge. Fast charging, useful for fleets and high-utilization transport. Material availability. Sodium can diversify battery supply chains. Cycle life. Thousands of cycles could lower replacement costs. Why context matters. A 4-minute laboratory result does not mean a commercial vehicle battery is ready. Small cells operate under controlled conditions, and the best energy density, charging, and longevity values may not occur simultaneously. Researchers must prove performance across temperatures, larger electrodes, and realistic schedules. Manufacturers must demonstrate consistent production, affordability, and pack-level safety. Where sodium may arrive first. Sodium need not replace lithium everywhere. Grid storage, buses, delivery fleets, and short-range vehicles may prioritize price, safety, and charging speed over maximum range. If dendrite control survives independent replication and scale-up, sodium metal could become an important branch of clean energy storage. Before we overstate the result, scaling, temperature stability, and pack level safety remain decisive challenges. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.